Coach Pat Dye, the former Auburn head football coach, joins us this morning. And good morning to you, Coach. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
Appreciate you coming on with us. By the way, we enjoy listening to you on Feinbaum each week. You do a great job. Been enjoying that for a long time.
Played a good role a couple of weeks ago there with Stallings and the back and forth between he and Paul. Really enjoyed that. I'm sure that, but they've buried the hatchet since then.
Why is it everybody loves controversy?
Oh, why not? I mean, it's the college football landscape outside the arena.
How's it for you now, Coach, getting to you know, be on in a segment with Gene Stallings, you two together?
Yeah. That's the way they wanted to do it, and I didn't have any problem with it.
Well, we really enjoy it. What it means to be a Tiger, Pat Dye, and Auburn's greatest players, you've got a book. Tell us about this book first off.
Well, you know, Ray Guy came to me and wanted to write this book, and I put this book together, I guess, as much as anything. And I didn't know anything about him, and I didn't know in talking to him, you know, he talked about he had done one at LSU and Oklahoma and Tennessee and other places, and said that they had a lot of success with it. And it was a good format. And I said, well, you know, I don't have a problem with it. I said, let's go ahead and do it. And, because the only thing I did was write the forward, and it all dictated to him, and he wrote it. But he did a great job of putting the book together now. And I gave him a list of names, and he had a list of names and, you know, recommendation from other Auburn people of who he needed to talk to and who he needed to see and, you know, get stories from. And that's what it is. They go back into the 50s and on up to the present time. And it's a well-done book, and there's a lot of great Auburn stories in there. And it's a fun read, makes a great Christmas present for Auburn fans.
It seems to me, Coach, that it's pretty easy to pick the best player for most people in the Auburn Nation would be Bo Jackson when you coached. Would that be your number one?
Well, there's no question that he was the best athlete and player, yeah. I mean, but you're talking about the best athlete, period, that ever lived.
Yeah. And tell us some of the others. Some of them may come right to mind for you.
I mean, you got Lloyd Nixon and I think Jackie Burkett, and, you know, folks played on the 57 team. It's just a cross section of Greg Carr and Tracy Rocker and people who played, while I was coaching, and then we got but Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown and people who played under Tommy and. I think Frank Sanders is in there. All of the Auburn players that played a part of the tradition and history of Auburn football.
Coach, you talk about you've been there for some of the greatest moments in Auburn football history, and there are a lot of fans who always rank you up there. If not the highest, one of the highest coaches as far as ranking, the Auburn coaches of all time. And you had some epic games there during your time. Talk about the 1989 game and getting the Iron Bowl and what that meant for Auburn for you and getting it there. I know David Housley even commented being the mountaintop game. I mean, just the pinnacle and defining moment for Auburn at that time.
It was a great moment in Auburn history. And it was Alabama's last team, of course, to come to Auburn in the Southeastern Conference. And of course, the reason for that was when we were playing those games in Birmingham. And, you know, where I never made a big deal out of it not being a home field advantage of, you know, when it was our home game up there, Alabama played all their big games up there, and that was the only game we played there during the year, and it was obviously a home field advantage for Alabama playing in Birmingham. And the fans up there, now they said the tickets were split, but they weren't split because they had 5,000 stadium seats up there that were that people bought and pledged, and it was split after those 5,000, but those 5,000 seats were on the 50-yard line. And they were all owned by Alabama people that were using them four or five times a year when they played their big games in Birmingham. So anyway, you know, look at what has happened since we moved that game. Now, you know, the thing that Alabama people don't want to recognize, but it's done more for Alabama, or done as much for Alabama as it's done for Auburn. Look at the transition of their facilities in Tuscaloosa, and the playing the home games in Tuscaloosa as opposed to playing them in Birmingham. I mean, it's like night and day difference. And that game day now, when they, you know, they're playing those big games in Tuscaloosa, and what it's meant to the economy in Tuscaloosa, and it's made it necessary for them to increase the stadium, and of course it's been a tremendous financial advantage to Auburn also. You know, our facilities here continue to grow, and we just built a new basketball arena, and in the process of raising money for a new indoor practice facility. We got one that's not, you know, that we've used for years, that it's not big enough for, you know, to really get a full practice in there. And so, you know, it's been a win-win for Alabama and Auburn, not just Auburn. But at the time in '89, you know, it was seen, and it was a big thing for Auburn in the history of that series.